You might not think changing your deodorant could have much of an impact on Utah's air pollution problem, but Bryce Bird, director of the state's Division of Air Quality, says reducing the content of volatile organic compounds in consumer products could make a dent.
From an individual or household basis, it's very small, but once you get several million people using these products, it really does add up. We're looking at about 8,000 tons per year of emissions.
The proposed rule would limit the vapors and fumes that come from personal care and cleaning products, as well as car paints and degreasing agents. Bird says these types of products account for about 2 to 3% of the emissions that pollute Utah's air.
This is just one of the strategies that the Air Quality Board is looking at, but that combined with the number of other strategies that are already under development can certainly go a long way at addressing our problem.
If the Division of Air Quality Board approves of the new rule, it will be open for public comment in March. The rule is part of a larger plan to bring Utah's air quality into federal compliance. The final plan is expected to be submitted to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency this summer. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.